Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2082, 7 Ways to Stay Lean Despite a Crazy Schedule by Emily Saunders with JillFit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, "Nothing is a waste of time if you use the experience wisely." August Rodin. All right, and with that, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. 7 Ways to Stay Lean Despite a Crazy Schedule by Emily Saunders with JillFit.com. After a few months of commitment to the fat loss lifestyle, most of us begin to figure out what works for our unique metabolisms, schedules, and preferences. However, just when we begin to think that we have it together, something throws a wrench in the way of careful planning and our results trajectory. Things like pulling an all-nighter, working third shift on call, or an evening that becomes way later than planned can seemingly wreak havoc on our schedules and results. It's not inflexibility or poor planning, but that we get used to doing things a certain way that we know works, and then suddenly, something gets in the way. For example, I have a friend who is a busy high school teacher. During the summer, she got into a wonderful routine diet and physical activity regimen and achieved motivating results. However, now she's back in school, on her feet all day long, and then waitresses at a busy restaurant until late at night several days per week, only to wake up early the next morning and head back to school. How does one adjust for a new schedule while ensuring continued success? I wish I had a tried and true answer that worked for everyone with a particular schedule. But sadly, I don't. Just like some bodies prefer fat over carbs and vice versa, adjusting to a new schedule or adapting to an unforeseen circumstance takes practice. Here are some tips that can help to readjust your formula for late nights or very long days. 1. If you're going to be awake much later than normal, keep eating every 3 hours. Depending on the mental clarity and activity level required, these meals may consist of just protein, protein and fat, or protein and carbs. For sedentary activities, like studying, protein and fat are best, while protein and carbs are best for things like waiting tables or running around a busy hospital. If you're going to have to wait more than a few hours without the opportunity to eat, try a scoop of cottage cheese, which is high in casein. Casein releases more slowly than whey protein, helping to fuel your body for a longer period of time. 2. Just like always, practice makes better. As you adjust to the new schedule, check in with your energy, cravings, and hunger. If you are having intense cravings or feel extremely lethargic, then your body likely needs more fuel. 3. If your schedule is unpredictable, make sure to keep a stash of clean snacks close by. Single servings of nut butter, protein bars, almonds, and apples can be lifesavers. Leave a few in your car, backpack, purse, or desk drawer so that you're always prepared. 4. Stay hydrated. Maybe even more important than food, your body needs water when it's tired, drained, and overworked. If you're unable to sip all day or all night, then chug whenever you have a free moment. Consume as much water as possible. 5. Cut yourself some slack. Even the most prepared and committed clean eaters have moments and days that catch us off guard. Something is better than nothing, even if you have to make the best choice available in a greasy late-night cafeteria. Do the best you can with what you have available, then learn and move on to the next day. If, schedule-wise, you are having a particularly difficult week, then maintenance is a reasonable and honorable goal. 6. If you work late or on a third shift on a regular basis, try to keep your meal schedule as regular as possible. You may have your breakfast at noon and dinner at midnight or later, but following the same balance of macronutrients during your regular day will help you keep on track. During later days, you may end up eating small 7 meals rather than 5 or 6 in order to support the extra energy demands of the body. And 7, prioritize sleep. Even one night without a good night's rest can throw us off. Hormone levels can quickly become unbalanced, triggering all sorts of negative effects from compromised immunity to intense cravings. Unfortunately, we can't really catch up on sleep over the weekend, so make sure to go to bed an hour early for a few nights following a late night to counteract these effects. If you find yourself working nights regularly, try to maintain the same sleep ritual in preparation for your sleep hours. Unfortunately, many of us face days, weeks, or even months of scheduled turmoil that threaten our results and our happy place. Our fast-paced 24/7 culture makes it that much more difficult. Oftentimes, we have no choice but to suck it up and keep moving late into the night. Accept that this will sometimes happen and try to allow yourself some flexibility. Remember, success with fat loss, along with most things in life, is based on a long-term commitment, accepting and embracing each step of the journey and sticking to the basics. You just listened to the post titled 7 Ways to Stay Lean Despite a Crazy Schedule by Emily Saunders with jillfit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I loved about today's author's advice is that much of the attention was focusing on how to increase our chances of sticking to our goals, even when we've encountered an obstacle. Now, earlier in the article, the author mentioned that we don't want to necessarily blame poor planning all the time, but some of the advice that was provided does involve some planning. We don't have to plan for every single obstacle because there's simply no way to do that. But if we can plan for those that are likely to happen, that can go a long way. So again, if you listen to Emily's wonderful suggestions, they talk about planning for the unforeseen. In fact, this idea of planning ahead is such a powerful tool for maintaining our healthy behaviors. One of the most common sayings among structured weight management programs delivered by healthcare organizations is this, quote, "Planning is stronger than willpower," end quote. Oh, and Ben Franklin supposedly said, quote, "By failing to plan, you are preparing to fail," end quote. Winston Churchill supposedly once said, quote, "Plans are of little importance, but planning is essential," end quote. Okay, I think that's enough quotes for the day. You get the idea, right? A little planning setting yourself up for success can go a long way to sticking to your goals. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being a subscriber or follower of the show and sharing it with others. It really goes a long way to keep this podcast going. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.